أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد الله هما صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters, dear mothers and fathers, dear sons and daughters, dear friends, dear relatives, dear teachers, dear students, dear lovers of the Messenger of Allah, dear lovers of Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam, and dear followers and adherers to Muslim Unity Week, two SOQs, Thursday family night programs in the holy city of Qom. MashaAllah, it is so nice to have all of you beautiful people in attendance today as we humbly commemorate and celebrate the wulada of the perfection of humanity, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And as we celebrate the sixth divinely appointed Imam's Wiladat, the Wilada of Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam, and of course, as we celebrate Muslim Unity Week in this week of Muslim unity. We're going to start our program. It's a three-in-one celebration tonight, mashallah, as well as celebrating the holy night of Thursday night in the blessed city of Qom. Of course, the esteemed reciter picked a verse from the Holy Quran where it tells us that in the Messenger of Allah, we find a perfect and a beautiful example and role model. So again, we welcome all the families, the brothers and sisters to our humble celebration tonight where we are celebrating two wiladas, one is the wilada of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the wilada of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam and of course Unity Week. So we have a couple of things lined up today. We have a nasheed, of course we have Dua Kumail, we also have a video presentation by Imam Khomeini where he talks about the Messenger of Allah, and we also have a piece of poetry in English, all in tonight's jam-packed program. Before we continue, I have a quote here from Imam Khamenei. Yes, I have a quote from Imam Khamenei where the Waliul Faqih and the leader of the Islamic Ummah speaks about the Messenger of Allah. He says that the birth of the Prophet of Islam is in fact the beginning of a new era in humanity's life. The birth of the Messenger of Allah is the beginning of a new era in the life of humanity, in the life of all of humanity. Now, there's two reasons why this is a new era. One, the first reason why this is the beginning of a new era is because after, of course, we know that he is the seal of prophets, he is the last prophet, he has been sent with the last book, right? It is the Itmam al-Hujjah upon humanity. So one of the things that begins and continues in this new era is this idea that humanity will reach kamal, it will reach perfection. This is one of the things that is to occur in this final era of humanity, which was brought about by the birth of the Prophet of Islam. One, the perfection of humanity. And the second is once and for all, getting rid of the forces of Shaitan from the face of the planet. So we just watched a video where the Yemeni brothers and sisters, well, the Yemeni brothers of Ansarullah were actually celebrating the wilada of the Messenger of Allah. Our hearts and our prayers go out to all of the brothers and sisters in Yemen, of course, who despite the oppressive onslaught and this multiple year war that has been waged upon them, still have found a way to celebrate the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This year, actually, thousands came out during the wilada of the Messenger of Allah in Yemen, of course, despite this economic and financial siege that is being waged, we do know that countless millions, well over 20 million, are suffering from malnutrition because of this Saudi-led coalition that has waged war on these people. And of course, our praise to all of these brothers and sisters who have shown this resistance and have shown this muqawimah against practically the whole world that has come out to fight against them and starve them to death. We want to also thank our volunteers. Our volunteers, of course, are students and their families, such as yourselves. So we want to give a special thanks to all of our volunteers who took time out of their schedules to decorate the hall, and as well as our media team and our media crew, again, who very professionally every single Thursday conducts our programs. In order to send all of them an increase of tawfiqat, let's send them a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So we are celebrating the wiladas of the Messenger of Allah and Imam Jafar Sadiq and Muslim Unity Week. So we like to start the program on time. We had our first quote tonight, which was about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And so now we continue, well, we're going to jump a little bit, and I have two quotes about Muslim Unity Week. Muslim Unity Week. So the first one is from Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi says that if the Muslims are a united single fist, none can rise up against them. If the Muslims are a united single fist, none can rise up against them. So two things. One is that this shows the importance of being united, because it brings us strength, it brings us power. And two, if anybody makes the mistake of standing up to the Muslims, then we have a good fist ready to give them a good does. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala wa Ali Muhammad. I was hoping for more of a reaction. Yeah, does. We're going to punch him. Along these lines then, the leader of the Muslim Ummah, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he also speaks about Muslim unity and Unity Week and the power that can be created if Muslims become united. And so here Imam Khamenei says that if the Islamic Ummah were united, if the Islamic Ummah were united and if it relied on its common points, it would undoubtedly, without any shak, it would undoubtedly become a unique power in the firmament of global politics. So on the global arena and in global politics, if the Muslims were united, they would become what? Another does. Instead of what we see currently in the Muslim Ummah and amongst the different countries, which is what? We keep on getting does. It is because of the lack of Muslim unity. The Palestine is getting dozed. Yemen is getting dozed. Syria is getting dozed. Iraq is getting dozed. What is the solution to all of these problems? One of the basic and fundamental solutions is to become united as one Muslim Ummah. I just have one last quote before we invite our guest speaker for tonight. So from the beginning of the program, of course, as everybody knows, we're celebrating the wilada of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, and Unity Week. So our first quote was about the Messenger of Allah. Our second quote and our poetry / spoken words was about Unity Week. So I think it would be appropriate and perhaps necessary for us to have one last statement, of course, about the six divinely appointed imam. Interestingly, Sheikh Muzaffar Haider, if I understood that part of the poetry correctly, he had mentioned that one of the things that the Muslims have given to the rest of the world is one of the original universities. Now, when I thought of one of the original universities that Islam has given to the world, of course, I thought of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, who in the city of Medina had well over 4,000 students. And just one of the very delicate points here. So one of the titles of this sixth divinely appointed Imam is As-Sadiq, the very truthful, incredibly truthful. And now what's really interesting, it was a good point, thank you. What's really interesting is that despite having 4,000 students, and these 4,000 students were not all Shia students, the majority of them were non-Shia students. And there were students such as Abu Hanifa and Malik ibn Anas. With these kind of individuals coming to him and all of the traditions and all of the sciences that Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam related in his 60 plus years of life, they still called him Sadiq. There wasn't a single thing that they could say where he did not speak the truth. This was truly a jihadi tab'een on behalf of the sixth divinely appointed Imam. In order to openly say all of these things that was in contradiction to not just the Umayyad governmental establishment, but the Abbasid governmental establishments as well. And of course, this is why eventually they martyred this divinely appointed Imam. And it was via this jihadi tab'een that the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, showed to everyone, whether they were a teacher or they were a student, where truth, wisdom, and knowledge truly lie in. It's related from Malik ibn Anas, of course, one of the people who went to the teachings of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says that whenever the sixth Imam related a narration or a tradition from his forefathers, he would always be in wudu. He would always be in wudu, ritual ablution. And my last statement, which connects all of these things together, as we celebrate Nubuwa, and we celebrate Imama, and we celebrate unity. The Waliul Faqih and the leader of the Muslim Ummah, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says that this flag of the Islamic Republic is the same flag. This flag of the Islamic Republic is the same flag of the Imams, alayhim assalam, and it is the same flag as the flag of divinely appointed prophets. And this flag has only two words upon it, justice and spirituality.